What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, I have another Daily Digest episode coming in hot today. This one isn't quite on the dot or on the ball as far as the timing goes, but a few days ago on Thursday of last week, July 18th, and you've likely heard the news if you're, again, in AI, social media, or news circles. But ChatGPT announced, or excuse me, OpenAI announced their new model, ChatGPT 4.0 Mini. If you'll recall, in a few episodes ago, we were talking about an arena or a ranking board for these systems, and a new one had just arrived in the arena called something like GPT Mini or something like that. Hello, I'm welcome GPT Mini or something. You'll have to go back and check the episode. But it looks like those in the community guessed that this meant that there was a miniature or sleek model of GPT coming, they were correct. And I'm just taking this information from the article released by OpenAI, linked in the show notes, of course. And they state that the recent release is their latest effort, basically, to continue to make AI as accessible to the public as possible. And this model does just that. Because it's significantly cheaper and way more efficient, both cost-wise and performance-wise, than the flagship model, GPT-4, or GPT-4.0 in this case. According to the article here, Mini, I'm just going to call it Mini so I don't stumble over GPT-4.0 Mini for the rest of the episode. The Mini model scores 82% on something called the MMLU benchmark. And MMLU stands for Massive Multitask Language Understanding. It's basically a metric or a benchmark that has been created to essentially evaluate these large language models. And apparently it consists of thousands of multiple choice questions that cover like 57 or something plus academic subject. Anyway, so the score of 82% for Mini is extremely impressive considering the flagship GPT-4.0 itself scored only slightly higher at 88.7%. And Claude Sonnet, which I'm a huge fan of and use quite a bit, scored slightly lower at 81.5%. And apparently 4.0 Mini also outperforms GPT-4. The previous flagship before 4.0 in that LMSYS leaderboard, which is that user-controlled ranking or arena that we mentioned a few episodes ago. OpenAI goes on to say that the model is currently priced at $15 per million input tokens. 15 cents per million input tokens, not dollars. 15 cents per million input tokens and 60 cents per million output tokens. And this is the real game changer here. This is incredibly cheaper than the leading models. And according to the OpenAI article here, more than 60% cheaper than GPT 3.5 Turbo. We talked in a previous episode, again, about context windows, and which are essentially the quality or the grade of short-term memory and contextual reasoning that these models can do and can perform. And 4.0 Mini has a context window of 128,000 tokens. It supports 16,000 output tokens per request and it's up to date with its data as far as like internet research and internet citations as of October 2023. And I know at some point OpenAI or ChatGPT was only up to date to 2021. So I'm not sure if this is the first time it's gone beyond that. But the fact that it's all the way up to 2023 now is definitely an improvement. The next part of the article here was super cool and informative. Definitely check out the article. OpenAI goes into the benchmarks along with that MMLU that we discussed. They go into some additional benchmarks that they use when evaluating Mini. One was reasoning tasks, and they cite that 82% score in MMLU that we mentioned earlier, and they give us a couple more comparisons for that score. One for Gemini Flash, which is 77.9%. And the other for Claude Haiku, which is 73.8%. The next benchmark was math and coding proficiency, or the next kind of area that they were measuring these models in, or measuring 4.0 Mini in. And the other thing that I love about this article is they're teaching me a few different metrics or benchmarks here that I did not know about, these scoring methodologies that are used right now to evaluate these LLMs and these models. They talk about a SM metric, and this one stands for multilingual grade school math. And it's a benchmark of essentially just that, grade school math problems. And for this metric, 4.0 Mini scored 87%, whereas Gemini Flash was at 75.5 and Claude Haiku was at 71.7. They also mentioned another metric or benchmark called Human Eval. And this one is used to measure the coding proficiency or the coding skills of these models and their ability to perform certain code generating tasks. In this one, 4.0 Mini scored 87.2%, Gemini Flash 71.5%, and Claude Haiku 75.9%. So consistently outperforming these smaller LLM models that are its competitors. For multimodal reasoning, there's a metric called MMMU. And I'll link to the GitHub post describing this benchmark, but essentially I'll just read from their overview here. They introduce the massive multidiscipline, multimodal understanding and reasoning benchmark. So that's the MMMU. And they say that this benchmark has been curated to assess the expert level multimodal understanding or capability of these foundational models across a broad scope of tasks. The subjects that the test includes are things like art and design, business and science, health and medicine, the humanities and the social sciences or the social studies, and tech and engineering. There's a great little chart. There's a great little chart or graphic on this page showing you kind of the types of questions that are being asked of these models, ranging in difficulty. Like the health and medicine one is basically giving it some MRI scans, I believe they were, and they had to make very intelligent diagnoses of what was pathologically going on in these MRI scans. So definitely super difficult stuff. So this benchmark is essentially designed to assess these models on three core proficiencies, their perception, their knowledge, and their reasoning. And in this benchmark, 4.0 Mini also beats those two other models that was being compared against Gemini Flash and Claude Haiku. 4.0 Mini scores 59% approximately compared to Gemini's 56 and Claude Haiku's 50. And it also looks like that this MMMU benchmark is one of the best, if not the best ones, for actually judging the reasoning capabilities of these models. There are a few other benchmarks here that they didn't go into more detail on, but are included in the chart that I was also not familiar with. So I wanted to cover those really quickly. One is GPQA, and it looks like this is like a scientific testing for the models, if you will. It's a data set that consists of 400 plus multiple choice questions written by subject matter experts in biology and physics and chemistry. Another metric here or benchmark is called DROP, D-R-O-P. And there is a Hugging Face article that I will link to where I pulled this definition from. DROP stands for discrete reasoning over paragraphs. And according to the article, it's an evaluation where models must extract relevant information from English text paragraphs before executing discrete reasoning steps on them. There is MATH, another benchmark, M-A-T-H, which measures the ability of these models to handle word problems and word solving in math. And then they have one last one here on the chart called Math Vista, and apparently that stands for Mathematical Reasoning in Visual Contexts. It appears to be another data set that seeks to enhance like the visual perception of these models within this benchmark. OpenAI continues in the article to discuss the safety measures that are built into 4.0 Mini. Again, safety, 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 security, security, security are going to be top and need to be top of mind for everybody in the industry, whether you're on the regulation side or the innovation side, whatever, we all need to be concerned with security and safety. They say, OpenAI being they, say that the same safety mitigations that were built into 4.0 are built into 4.0 Mini. And just a quick summary of those safety measures here, OpenAI states that during pre-training, they filter out any information that goes against their policies, things like hate speech or adult content, or any information that's from primarily personal sources or spammy sources. They also employ a technique called RLHF, very common in training these models. It stands for reinforcement learning with human feedback, which essentially allows human actors to direct or correct the output of the model where necessary to keep it within the bounds of reason or correction or policy, if you will. OpenAI states that the safety measures for this model align with their preparedness framework, which according to another OpenAI webpage that I'll link to describing its preparedness framework, is a framework that describes OpenAI's processes to track, evaluate, forecast, and protect against catastrophic risks posed by increasingly powerful models. They say that this new model also aligns with their voluntary AI commitments. These are really the company's commitments to things like safety, security, and trust. There's more detail on these commitments. I think there's like a total of 8 of them on the OpenAI page here, also linked in the show notes. So apparently OpenAI also had more than 70 experts across a wide variety of fields, including social psychology, test the model to identify any shortcomings or gaps. In an effort to basically continue being transparent, OpenAI is going to be including all of the data they found from this, from these reviews in their upcoming, quote, GPT-4o mini system card and preparedness scorecards. The article here from OpenAI closes with a little what's next section. They talk about how they want to continue to reduce the cost and increase the availability of these models until they are basically implemented in all of our devices in seamless and beneficial ways. They state that this trend is only accelerating. They mention a pretty wild stat here in that the cost per token in this new mini model is down 99% since an early model from 2022 that I haven't even heard of. Called Text DaVinci 003. So marketers, buckle up for sure. Make sure you have to stay up to date on your models because they're coming fast and furious. And our familiarity with these models and how to use them for what they're each suited for best is going to be a distinct advantage in the years to come, for sure. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.